The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Good morning.
Feeling great.
It's a morning.
I've got to say, man, the pictures out of Lismore in New South Wales last night are just so sad.
Sobering, isn't it?
Our boss, his name's Simon, lives up there. I sent him a message yesterday because it was far worse than I think any of us thought.
Yeah.
Well, it rose so quickly, and that's what a lot of people, it caught a lot of people by unawares, right? Yeah. So they had this, I was looking at this graph which shows how quickly the dams filled, and they were, like, for months, you know, 50%, 60%, and then they went to 140% within days.
No.
Now, when that sort of rain happens, I mean, it's astonishing the amount of water which has fallen on such a small area, and that's what's caught so many people unawares.
Well, Jess was just saying in the news, people were cutting open their tin roofs to get onto the roof to be rescued. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. So, the levels, Jess, didn't peak at predicted levels last night, so it is subsiding now, I hear, in Lismore. Yeah, but Grafton's in trouble.
Yeah, so Grafton is in a bit of trouble today. Yeah. The river peaked at 7.76, I think it was, or not peaked, sorry, but got to that height in the early hours of this morning, and there is heaps of rain predicted for that area today, so everyone's on high alert this morning.
Well, that front, I was watching on the news last night, it kind of goes out to sea, like in the next 24 hours, swings around Newcastle, and then hits sort of the northern suburbs of Sydney.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, and heading to the south coast, down that direction. So
it's astonishing, really. And look, our thoughts are with everyone that's dealing with it or has friends, family. Everyone knows someone that lives
absolutely
there, right?
Yeah. It was so sad. Up to 400 people were missing as of last night in Lismore. I know this is really Debbie Downer for the start of the show, but just imagine all the old people that couldn't get out of their homes. Pets were lost.
Yeah.
This is like really awful, awful stuff.
I mean, and look, people have to be careful as well, because you might want to help someone, or, you know, I don't want to use the, like, say, be a hero or whatever, but people trying to help, and it's dangerous, and they don't want to cause more trouble. A lot of people going through a lot.
Shops are literally underwater. There was a picture going around last night on my socials, I don't know if it popped up in yours, of the McDonald's in Lismore. So the water, you know how tall a McDonald's sign is, right?
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
The water was up to the bottom of the N.
Wow.
So the whole store is underwater.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's unreal.
They've never seen it like this.
No.
Very sad. Well, the guy, our boss, he said to me last night, thankfully he's on higher ground, but the evacuation centres are just filled to the brim.
Yeah.
So, look, if there are some GoFundMes going around, or we'll give you some good charities to, you know, if you can spare 20 bucks. They need supplies so badly at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's certain very specific things as well. So, that's why probably money is good at this point.
Because absolutely.
They need things like dry socks, for example. Mm. You know, because all of these people keep going out, you know, doing this work. They have to do wet socks. You have all these problems. The men's clothes, they were saying as well, because a lot of people that are helping out with situations keep getting wet because the rain keeps coming.
You can't go wrong with Red Cross.
Yeah.
Google
true.
Them.
Yeah.
Donate to the Red Cross, redcross.org.au. If you've got 20 bucks, 30 bucks, man,
they people need blankets, it at the
food,
moment.
Everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sad stuff. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm over the rain with the roads, though. They're so bad.
I know.
Well, driving on the M1, it's horrible. And there's big pits of water everywhere.
Mm.
People drive like maniacs.
Luckily, you're a gay with a big rig, so you're fine.
Yeah, that's what they say about me, the big old gay with the big old rig.
I've never heard anyone say that until right now.
Swinging the right circles, my man.
Switching gears, Lads versus Lasses is up next, which is our ultimate battle of the sexes. $50 fuel card. up for grad for the winners, which is pretty good. We need one guy and one girl. 13-10-09, bit of a battle of the sexes quiz, and you can take away the fuel card if you win.
The lads are only one behind. We're easing this up today.
The Novos. New FM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Oh, come on, guys. We need a bloke still, 13-10-09, because today we could even up the score 17-18. It would be a glorious day if that happens. And a $50 Ampol fuel card up for grabs for the winner as well.
I'm going to be very upset if you guys end up getting ahead.
I won't be upset. Oh, I've got to admit.
Not good.
Premium fuel today, $2.07 per litre.
Oh, is that what you saw it at today?
Yeah.
Oh,
just yeah.
Mate, she's a bit pricey. Let's just say that.
Let's go to Donna in Raymond Serra. She's a public servant, has three cats, two dogs and a fish. Says people think she's mad, loves a nude swim. Says go the girl, she thinks they've got it all over the lads. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, ladies.
I have to ask, the nude swim, like whereabouts were you partaking in a nude swim, Donna?
I was in Swanbourne in Perth.
Love to get a kid off.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully we can get a point on the board for the ladies. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right. Question one. What does the company Penrite make?
Penrite.
Is
it got to do with trucks?
It does, but...
Sort of. I need more information.
Truck parts.
It's oils and lubricants. All right, question two. Oh. Which company makes the Traffic line of work vans?
Oh. Traffic, like, would not have a clue.
It's French, yeah?
Yeah, French.
There's a clue, Donna.
A really good clue.
Nah.
A really good clue.
Is it Renault?
Renault.
Renault? I never know how to pronounce that. All right, we need to get one on the board. Question three. What is... Biltong.
What, say the word again?
Biltong.
You always see it at the bottle shop.
Hmm.
Also a really good clue.
You're really helping today. I like this.
You are. But then you heard a question.
It's one of those extra things, you know? It's always sitting on the bench.
I'll grab that.
Nah, I think we're out.
Nah, sorry, Donna.
Sorry, Donna. It's dried cured meat like jerky from South Africa.
Oh,
look.
None on the board.
Hold the line.
Unfortunate.
Lads, if you think you can get one correct answer, the lines are open. 10 seconds on the board. 13-10-09. You win the $50 worth of free fuel. Otherwise, Donna gets.
Donna gets it.
No, with no correct answers.
With 0
not
points.
Not even a coin toss.
No, absolutely not.
This could happen. Oh, damn
it.
Nah, here we go. Like we got a guy's corner.
Boom!
Oh, I only need one correct.
Now they're all calling.
They see how easy this is.
Tom, good morning.
How you going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just called up for the lads.
Yeah, good one, man. You need one correct answer. You win the fuel and you even the score up. Here we go. Question number one. Tom, for you is multiple choice. Which of these is not a flavour of Vodka Cruiser? A, guava, B, watermelon, or C, bubblegum?
Oh, C.
C, bubblegum is correct.
Yes!
Damn it! This is unbelievable.
Oh, Donna's already hung up.
Oh,
sorry, Donna.
Sorry, Donna. You couldn't predict this.
Tom, you're on the phone for 30 seconds and you won a $50 fuel card. Doesn't get much better than that.
I listen in every morning, so I had to call in.
Well done.
Good stuff, man.
Welcome to the show, man. Call anytime. Thank you very much. What a saviour.
Yeah.
Even I know. Up
that even score. Stevens today.
Such it, ladies.
You call me a sore winner half the time. Listen to you.
Hey, we've been out in the desert with no water for a long time.
I know. Like weeks and weeks and weeks.
I can't even remember the last time the scores were even.
Mm.
Neither can I.
Maybe the start of the show when it was zero.
That's probably it. Months ago.
Hey, guys, in my apartment, it's really weird because underneath I've got a convenience store, right? And across the road I have a little supermarket. It's very...
You live the metropolitan
life. I
live
the metropolitan life.
Like Sex in the City.
Very much so. All I need is a couple more cafes and bars right underneath.
Do you think Honeysuckle is the Manhattan of Newcastle?
100%.
I guess it is.
All those tall buildings and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, on the steps, on the stoop.
Yeah, on the stoop out front of my apartment, the three steps out front of my apartment. that people just seem to wait on every Saturday night. It's great.
Exactly.
But the thing is, I tend to use the convenience store a lot just because, let's face it, it's a convenience store, it's convenient. And I've noticed in the last couple of weeks or so, they've implemented a tip jar. I've never seen a tip jar at a convenience store.
Are you offended by this?
It just makes it makes no sense.
So you think because you already pay a higher price at the convenience store, why on earth would you give them a tip?
Absolutely. I pay $5 for a litre of milk sometimes.
I see your point.
Yeah. A tip. So I want to investigate as to why a convenience store, which already makes mint, has a tip jar.
Mm. They might pay really high rent. The Novos.
Saving money is not a thing in my household right now. At
more
all.
On spending?
No, more on spending, yeah. I have a spendings account, not a savings account, as people used to say when I worked at Woolworths. Oh, my God.
No, oh, my God. That is so true. When I worked in retail, that is one of the top sayings.
Yeah.
Maybe number one.
Absolutely.
And yet, you do like this really wry, like really deflated laugh at the end of it.
Get out of my checkout.
Like, I've never heard this joke.
But the thing is, I've got a convenience store underneath my house, and they're going to all lengths to try and impress people, because what happened was they opened up about 2 years ago, and then about 6 months ago, maybe, they put a little, like a supermarket, as they're calling it, across the road. So they're implementing things. They've chucked an ATM in now. They've chucked a slush puppy machine in as well.
They're trying, because they've got mad new competition.
They've even tried with the lights. So the one on the other side of the road has LED strip lights everywhere. So now they've implemented Christmas lights to try and battle what's going on.
It doesn't quite sound as fancy.
And I'm not going to lie, I have been comparing prices at both of them to find out who's cheaper. But I went through yesterday and grabbed some Powerade for my partner, who was feeling a bit dusty, and I noticed on the counter they've got a tip jar now. I've never seen, like, a store that has a tip jar. A pub, yes. Maybe a fish and chip shop. But not a convenience store where people predominantly pay with card.
Okay, so I've got a theory as to what they're trying to capture here.
Okay.
Because I'm guessing this little convenience store is open quite late.
It's open till about midnight.
It's at Honeysuckle. Most
nights, yeah.
A lot of times people are going to come in
drunks.
There. Drunks.
Yeah.
They go, I'll have chips and I'll have the ice cream and the sausage roll. How much is that? And they're like, $25.50 or whatever.
Yeah.
Here's your change, $4.50, say, from $30.
No, you've been great.
You've been good to me. Right. You're so good to me. And they just throw it in. They could get really good money off that tip jar with the drunks, I reckon.
I have been sussing it out because I've been down there a couple of times. Only silver's in there. But no probably, dollars, no notes, no nothing.
But if
they take that out,
I was going to say,
people to see
true.
That.
they want
a bit of sympathy from
as
the tip jar.
As soon as the golds go in, they go out. Like, there's no way they're leaving that around.
To be fair, would you donate to a tip jar at a convenience store? I do it at pubs, but
if I was drunk.
If you were drunk?
Same thing. Because maybe through the night, you already tipped at the restaurant, you already tipped at the pub, because and you're in a good mood, it's payday. Yeah, you can have a couple of you work hard, mate.
Big night out, you've got cash, you know. It's almost like you have that shrapnel in your pockets that's weighing you down.
It. Yeah.
You're already feeling like shit. You just want to unload it all. You get your bottle of water or Powerade, throw it in. Yeah, easy.
There you go,
good
buddy.
On him.
Well, it's funny because I've noticed the little the supermarket doesn't have this yet. How long do you reckon until the competitor gets it?
I love that. It reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons when like the bigger version of the Quickie Mart opened.
Oh, yes.
And poor old Apu was out.
He wasn't happy.
out in the snow.
And he was death staring people when they went in there. Oh, poor Apu. But yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to donate to the tip jar.
Apu's cancelled now.
Pardon?
Apu got cancelled.
Oh, he did, didn't
That's
he?
Right. He's no longer.
No.
You have to watch old seasons if you want to see him.
I wonder who's now running the Quickie Mart. I haven't watched the new episodes
of
Neither
have I. I don't know if they've cancelled Apu. They've just got an Indian actually voicing it, because that was the concern. Because they were having non-Indians voice an Indian character. Maybe they wanted to get
an
Indian voiceover artist.
I hope
Maybe
Apu's
he might come back.
Canceled. I liked Apu.
Yeah.
Same. I feel like we went on a whole journey there.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Cremo.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Love this story I was reading on Reddit yesterday. A guy's posted that him and his wife are taking a trip to Japan. Now, they booked the tickets. He had heaps of frequent flyer points and was able to upgrade his seat to business class for this international flight. She didn't have the points. So he goes, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to business class. She obviously isn't too happy. She's saying, you chose class over me. I think this is so funny because I would do the exact same thing. I wanted to ask you guys, given this scenario, you guys, Krovo, you in particular travel heaps.
Well, would when you, possible, yeah.
Would you leave your fiance, Emmy, back in coach?
Not you're a trotting chance.
Up the walk through the little blue curtains at the front of the plane. You wouldn't do that.
No, so here's what I would do. A couple of options. One, pay for the upgrade for the other seat. That's probably the best option.
Yeah.
Or two, just save the points. Use them for a hotel or something. Just get a couple of economy fares. Good as gold.
What would you do, Meg?
Yeah, I wouldn't actively get the tickets like that. If they turned around and go, oh, we've got an upgrade. You know, when you get to, like, the counter.
Yeah.
And there was only one upgrade available. I'd probably take it and say, look, if it happens on the way home, you can take it. But I probably would.
Yeah, of course you would. Why is it? Because you're in a relationship. You're just shackled to this person for everything. Like, if you get a business class upgrade, as if you wouldn't take it.
I'd only take it if it was free. I wouldn't actively pay with points or cash or whatever for an upgrade if he was in economy.
Look, flights are a bitch. You're on there, especially these long-haul flights for, hours upon hours. Who cares if you're sitting next to your partner? Like, have a nice little break. You're about to spend all this time together on holiday. Enjoy the time alone, I say.
The thing is, as well, if they move to business class or whatever, there's probably a spare seat next to you. That's extra.
Oh, come on. You guys are being so selfish.
No.
Give it to your partner. Do the right thing.
Nah.
Jess, what would you do?
I'm with Krovo.
Exactly. You're both softies.
Stop being so selfish, you two. I can't believe it.
Jackson, you're straight to business class, aren't you?
No, look, if I wasn't flying like business, I would give it to my partner. But I think that's half the fun of traveling is like sitting next to your partner on the flight. Like, it's nice.
That's my dread. I agree. Yeah.
That's my dread.
What? Oh. I love being attached to my partner. That's the best bit, just annoying them in airports. I'm sure it's not as fun for them as it is for me, but, you know.
You don't care.
I don't care.
So salty, Meg.
Meg's like, see ya.
I feel really horrible because I even forgot my engagement ring this morning.
Do you feel like you have a license to bag your fiancé out if you forget the ring?
Yeah.
I feel like you're a little bit more cutting when you don't have that. Strangling your finger.
Look, to be fair, look. If it was a free upgrade, I'd take it. If I had to pay for it, I wouldn't. There you go.
13:10:09 this morning, we are asking you, is it okay to ditch the other half if you get offered an upgrade?
Oh, you can't leave them behind.
Be as brutal as you want to be as well.
You can't leave them behind. How ridiculous. You guys are selfish. That's what I say.
Also, tell us why you would do it. Like, tell us about their annoying habits, things they do that piss you off
they
on a flight.
They could be very annoying to fly with.
That's what I mean. Most people are.
Mm. Come on.
I know that I, in particular, am a very hard person to fly with because I'm up and down all the time. I worry about deep vein thrombosis. I need to walk every half hour. The Novos. Yeah, we're talking this story about this guy who ditched his missus in business class, got the free upgrade, left her in economy. I think this is a smart guy.
Yeah.
Because he gets a few hours away from the missus before a very long holiday, which always ends up with, the pair of you spending way too much time together and just annoying each other in general.
Are you serious? What kind of holidays do you take?
If you can honestly say you've never gotten sick of your partner whilst on holidays, you're full of shit.
Call that out. I don't get sick of Emmy on holidays. Holidays the best. Like, we went to Tassie at the end of last year. It was, almost 3 weeks. I could have done another 3 weeks.
God. I did a 12-night cruise with Josh. By the end of it, I'm like, you know what? Just you go that way, I go this way.
To be fair, though, in an afternoon, you can get sick of him.
Real dog.
Do you know? I don't know what you're referring to, Crevo.
Crevo gets around on his high horse. I've got the perfect relationship.
I've never said
I
that.
I would never be sick of you, Emmy.
I never say I know it's perfect.
I know what goes on because I know Emmy. Yeah. I was chatting to her a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Listens to the show and intently now. And Crevo worries that he's censoring what he says.
No, I'm not. I'm not censoring.
To be
what
fair,
I
might be a bit nicer if my new fiance listened to the show, but I know he doesn't, so I can say what I want.
You know what we have to get him as a gift? A nice little bedside radio.
I was going to say a podcast subscription or something.
They're free. Spotify now. Search at The Novos. Jake says on Instagram, guys, absolutely ditch the partner.
Oh. Absolutely. Well done.
What a dog.
Good on you, Jake. Seems like guys are more willing to do it as well.
Let's go to the phones. Sharon is in Elmerval. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. Are you going to ditch the partner for the upgrade?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes, Sharon.
Jeez, that was a quick response.
All right.
You don't feel guilty at all?
It actually didn't. It happened to me. My husband actually got upgraded to business class, and I was in economy. But tell you what, after a 12-hour flight from Australia to LA, I was happy for that.
That alone time, yes.
Give us some background, Sharon. How long have you been with your other half?
Since 93.
Wow, nearly 30 years.
Wow.
When was the flight to LA?
In 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Geez. Recent.
When you've been together with somebody for that long, I think that it's okay. They shouldn't get offended. You enjoy the alone time. I love that you were okay with chilling back in economy, though. You appreciated the alone time.
Were you a little bit jealous of him in first class, though?
Yes, but, you know, when you go through on Qantas, you actually go through the business class.
Yeah.
To get to the economy right down the back.
That's just brutal.
So you saw it, really cruel. And you went, yeah, well, you're okay with it.
This ain't for me.
Thanks, Sharon.
Well, there's somebody who's actually experienced it and was fine with it. 30 years together, I guess that's what.
That's what you have to look forward to, Crevo.
The guy took the upgrade.
Yeah. In my situation, I'd take the upgrade, so.
Well, there we go. What's the Goss is up next?
Yeah, that's right. Producer Jackson, what's on the way?
Green Day are responding to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. Also, too, I don't know if you've seen all the backlash over the SAG Awards, but Lady Gaga has responded to that on Instagram, I think it is. Yes, Instagram. Oh.
Can I just say, watching some clips from the SAG Awards yesterday, those celebrities make you sick sometimes. All up there on their high horses. All the Ukraine. I get it. But I'm like, anything for attention, these celebrities. Yeah.
You reckon it's an attention grab?
Absolutely. Like, do you know what? Go and donate money.
That's true.
Don't get on stage and talk about it. Donate money. We all know it's screwed up. Anyway, I don't know where that rant came from. Sorry about that.
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No one's everything!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, what's the goss time with producer Jackson? What have you got for us up first?
We're starting to see the effect that the invasion of Ukraine is having on the entertainment industry. So yesterday, Green Day announced that they'll no longer ever be performing in Russia.
Oh,
they had upcoming shows in the country, so they've cancelled them. They said it is not time for a rock show or a stadium show, but they feel confident there may be a place and time for it in the future. But at the moment,
it's going to
get people refunds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. It comes as the SAG Awards were criticised because over in the States, the rolling coverage of what was unfolding in the Ukraine was interrupted to head over to the hours and hours and hours of the red carpet. And people were not happy about that. So people took to Twitter and kind of like, well, come on, guys. It's time and a place for this.
Be better.
Maybe like, I don't know, don't broadcast it or postpone it.
Well, look, you say that, but also on the other hand, you've got like 20 other channels you can watch rolling coverage of the Ukraine.
That's true. They did utilize like bits of the SAG Awards to do things like this.
While tonight is a celebration, we are all at the same time holding a place in our hearts for the people of Ukraine and sending our thoughts, prayers, and hopes for impending peace.
Lady Gaga also defended it being tone deaf, and she said that she hopes it made the public smile, which is apparently what we need right now, is just some like positive sort of escapism.
See, at least Green Day are actually putting their money where their mouth is. Yeah, yeah. Not just getting up and, you know, getting the 30-second grab of them.
Bear time.
Being a humanitarian.
Look, I will say this about the SAG Awards, and this is, like, something that I think people forget sometimes, is there's a big market of people out there. I think in the media we kind of think, oh, everyone's like us. Everyone's in tune with what's going on. So, I mean, I do give credit to the SAG Awards, and if you have, like, a Lady Gaga talking about what's going on in the Ukraine, you're tapping into a market that might not necessarily care about
it. I think you're absolutely right.
Shedding light onto, like, a situation that a lot of people, you know, unfortunately don't educate themselves on, so I think that's a good part of it.
What's the point of the SAG Awards? Is it just an unnecessary extra award ceremony?
To be honest, I find like awards shows very boring.
Yeah,
like, who cares? Like, great, you're getting an award, but like, I don't. It doesn't affect. So I find awards shows boring. Red carpets boring. Don't you reckon? They're just unnecessary time wasted.
Movies, yes. For music ones, I do enjoy mainly because there are a lot of musical elements to it.
Performance based, but the movie ones. It feels very self indulgent.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
The SAG Awards are like the Aldi Oscars.
Yeah. You don't see someone really celebrating winning a SAG Award. I won an Oscar. Hooray.
And they hand them out.
I won a SAG Award. You don't hear it mentioned very often.
They hand them out really quickly as well.
No long drawn out speeches.
And where else do you see Helen Mirren pimping around? I mean, she's really aged. Like, it's a whole new definition to SAG Award.
She loves an award ceremony, Helen Mirren, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
So does Meryl Streep. Those guys must love the free booze.
Yeah, and a free feed.
Yeah. We're all the same at the core, aren't we?
Yep, doesn't matter who you are. If you're Daryl from Rutherford, or if you're Helen Mirren.
I thought you were saying Daryl Summers. No,
you still love a free feed and a free drink.
He's had a free feed at the Logies or two, I reckon, Daryl Summers.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
A couple of free drinks along the way as well.
You should have seen him on Dancing with the Stars the other night.
Mm.
I didn't. I missed it.
Oh, I don't know why I watched the whole thing.
Oh, I didn't even know it was back.
Yeah, and like Daryl's hosting and they've wheeled out all the original judges. It's just so like awkward to watch.
Zimmer frames and wheelchairs.
Oh, Sonia Kruger, who co-hosts it, she was just cracking so many wise ones about Daryl.
God. The poor production staff having to fit that all into one day of day release from the nursing home.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Dancing with the Stars. Shut up, Daryl. I'll take Grant Daniel over Daryl, and that's saying something.
Are you going to be the new host? Because that was really good.
It is a great impression.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Todd McKenny. Oh, hello, Todd.
Not a fan, then.
No. Thanks, Jackson.
Thanks for that.
No other stories? That's it?
It's very slow in the entertainment world right now. It's literally all SAG Awards. Like,
yeah, cool.
Yep. But thank that was you, two stories. That was two different stories.
Yeah, you got Daryl in there.
Yeah.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
I know this is your favourite part of the week. It is not mine. What's My Age Again is up next. Maddie, you're on 9, taking the lead last week. Crevo on 8. I am on 0. No, not good.
You haven't built your skills up yet.
No. I'd almost give you all points today if, you know, it's not going to affect anything.
No.
Let's have something on the board.
Is it triple points if you get the age correct?
Double.
So I'm no shame to even. So if you don't know how this works, basically we ask you a couple of lifestyle questions. Combine that with the sound of your voice, and around this team, we guess your age, and the closest, without going over, gets the point. If you want to play, we're going to do it next.
The Novos. New FM.
The Novos.
Bonobo's What's My Age Again.
I'm manifesting good vibes today for What's My Age Again because I am currently on 0 points. Maddie, you're on 9. Crevo, you're on 8.
Yeah.
It's going to happen today. Well, it's going to happen today.
Are you going to get your first point?
I'm going to manifest those points. That's what I'm going to do. So basically, if you haven't heard this game before, we ask you a series of lifestyle questions, combine that with the sound of your voice, and around the team, we take a guess at how old you are. The closest, without going over, gets the point. If you get the age bang on, double points.
Now, this is what you need. Yes. You need some double points.
I need some
points
double points today. Absolutely. Right.
Well, let's meet our first contestant, player. It's T. How you doing?
Hey, good brother, how are you?
We're doing really good. All right. Well, you know how this works. We ask you a couple of questions and then focus and work out, based on your voice and the answer, how old you are. Or young, for that matter. All right, first question for you. How many streaming subscriptions do you have?
I've got three.
Three? What are they? Just quickly.
10 Netflix and
Premium
Awards.
OnlyFans?
Right. Oh, sorry. Right.
I didn't hear what that was, but okay, you've got three. Next question for you, Meg.
Yeah, do you shop at Woolies, Coles, or Aldi more?
Aldi.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, next question for you, T. Do you have a smartwatch?
No, brother.
No smartwatch. All right.
Next question.
Yeah. Do you own an air fryer?
Oh, no, bro.
No air fryer.
Righto.
All right.
All right. Last question, T.
Yep.
How much do you normally spend at the hairdressers?
Oh, $35,
maybe. Mm. $30,
all right. Let's guess, Meg. You first, please.
Oh. 37.
I think you are 41.
All right. I'm channeling in my mind right now, T. I think you are 48. How old are you, T?
42, brother.
Oh, one for me.
Ah, Craig.
Boom.
Took my point.
Point, which means you and I are tied up.
Have a good day, T. Drive safe, man.
Yeah. There
you
go.
What's My Age Again? Back next week. Up next, though, I want to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Right? So I was in Sydney over the weekend visiting my friends in and around Oxford Street. I bumped into so many gays of yesteryear. How are ya? Yeah, good, doll, good.
Yeah. Mwah, mwah.
The old air kiss on the cheeks. Anyway, we bumped into this one guy, right, who I know quite well. I used to live with him with my best mate. I want to run something past you guys. He said something that I think was really rude, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I want to get your opinion next because I think everybody's just coming from a place of rudeness in life, and I know that it's probably a downfall, my personality.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you next. I'll tell you what he said.
You can.
Tell me if you think that I've been wrong.
Excellent. All right.
Went to Sydney over the weekend. Now, I have, you guys know me pretty well.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to be a little bit, like, sensitive, perhaps, sometimes.
Depending on what the topic is.
Sometimes.
I don't know what it is lately, but I feel like so many people have been attacking my weight, which is really annoying.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, on a diet and stuff. You're working on it, right? People are going on like I'm, like, Biggest Loser ready, you know? 250 kilo. I'm not. I'm like 97.
Yeah.
See?
Under the ton.
There you go.
And oh, well, not really.
Look, all I'm saying is, yeah, okay, you could lose a few kilos, but who couldn't?
Yeah.
Here we are Saturday, right? We've had a few drinks and a little bit lubricated. And we were about to go into this restaurant for lunch. And we bumped into this guy we know. And he said hey to the friends I was with. There were three of us. Mm. He goes, hey, Brooklyn. Hey, Lee. And he kind of just didn't look at me. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And he looks around. He stops and he turns and he goes, oh, I didn't recognize you. And I was like, oh. I was like, okay. And I made a joke. And I was like, yeah, a little bit fatter now than when you used to know me. And he goes, wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
Oh.
Now, you tell me. I was like, ha, 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 ha. That's rude, right?
Now, I'm just going to
picture. Incredibly rude. Incredibly rude.
I don't know this person.
Yeah.
They said it with an eye roll, didn't they?
Yeah, semi eye roll.
App, nah. Jerk.
What an absolute
dog. Because he knows exactly what he was saying and he didn't have to say it.
And he recognized you.
And he didn't acknowledge you in the first place. There are words for people what like him that I can't
bitch.
Say on air.
What a bitch. I can't believe it. This is the problem with gays. We're like two rogue cats in the back of an alleyway sometimes.
Yeah.
Standing off against one another.
What's wrong with saying, oh, I didn't recognize you, and that's it?
How are you?
It's so good to see you. It's been a while.
Now,
what's wrong with saying that?
Water off a duck's back.
Did you?
But it's clearly not.
Did you see him walking into the restaurant? Were you there at the same time? Was he leaving?
I was out the front of the restaurant having, like, just a cigarette.
Yeah.
And we were all waiting outside. And he was walking past the restaurant. Because this is where all the gays hang out. It's, like, around Oxford Street.
Right.
Yeah.
So I bumped into so many people. But
Any of the other of your, say, friends you bumped into that rude?
No.
Of course not, because nice that guy's real rude.
Nice to see
you. Is he known for being really rude?
No.
Really catty, really bitchy?
No.
Okay. I don't like it. It's a sort of behaviour that's unnecessary, and it shows who people that are respectful and who are rude.
My friends are very, like, matter-of-fact with me. Yeah. When we went into the restaurant, I was like, oh, well, that was, like, I thought about it. I thought, that's a bit rude.
Yeah.
They go, no, like, you know, he was only joking, you're being paranoid. And I was like, no, I don't think I am.
No.
No. That's a rude move, and there's nothing, there's like 10 different ways he could have done it in a more polite, like been more polite to you.
Mm.
Listener Katie's just hit us up on Instagram at @thenovos_. That comment is worth swinging a punch over, drink thrown in the face at the very least. No, well, we don't endorse violence, Katie, but you know.
You really I had thinking some about
choice,
throwing
I had some
face,
choice words.
You?
In my
did you
dress.
Say them to him or did you say them to your friend?
I was very polite. I think that's the way to be.
And that is the best way to be. Take the high road. And you always come out clean.
The next time you see them, you have the shady insult ready to go.
I just won't talk to them next time. Just so rude. So rude. Gays.
And what are we? And what are we doing this weekend?
Mardi Gras.
Well, that'll be fun.
It's going to be interesting.
You'll see, Meg. You'll see.
Yeah. I've only met Brooklyn before. Yeah. So
well, he's charming.
Oh, he's very charming.
He's charming.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Primo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey, stand by your phones and keep it right here because until the end of the show, we've got so many prizes up for grabs. Birthday Lotto is back soon and, of course, 100K wordplay. Another chance for you to possibly play for the $100,000 coming up after 8.
That's right. Up next, look, bit of a dilemma I need your help with because got some guests.
Your friend called you fat.
No, this is slightly different, this one. I got some guests visiting from Sydney. They were supposed to come in like a month's time.
Yeah.
But they can't because reasons. So they're coming to this weekend instead.
Exciting reasons?
Oh, no, nothing specific. They just, like, have something else on. They're like, oh, can we come this weekend instead?
Don't you love when friends kill two birds with one stone?
I guess so. But what I wanted to ask you guys is for some advice because this weekend we were supposed to be having, like, a soft opening of our shop.
Oh.
So it's going to be difficult if we've got friends there. So I was going to ask you guys for some advice on what I can do. Maybe I could get them to work in the shop even.
You said soft opening.
Yeah.
Where were our invites?
There'll be a grand opening you guys will get invites
okay,
for.
Okay, so we're not parties. Invited to the soft... Okay.
Well, that's we're just starting to trade a little bit. That's what that was going to be.
That don't know, you're opening up an antique shop.
Yeah, that's right. It's called Crevo's at the Clyde Street Shops at Hamilton. Come see us, Unit 7.
Is that your way of weaving free advertising?
No, of course not. Of course not. I need some help with this dilemma up next. The Novos. Yeah, guys, I need some help. Dilemma. I've got these friends visiting. They're supposed to come in a month, and we were like, sweet, that'll be fine. Because they'll come on the weekend up from Sydney. We can have somebody run the shop for the weekend and just chill out, right? Unfortunately, we don't have the staff yet. We've got no one to help, and we're supposed to be doing like a soft opening this weekend. And I don't know, do I give them a uniform and say, give us a hand, carry a box here? What do I do?
I think you tell them to go away and to come another weekend.
Unless they're going to work for you. Bye-bye.
Well, this is a difficult thing because they're really good friends and I want to catch up. But
well, if they were really good friends, they'd work on your timeline as well, not just, hey, they've changed their plans.
Okay, so they're definitely coming. My question is, do I get them to help? Do I let them unsupervised go do something else? Or do
let's run through the jobs.
Yeah.
So you've been moving into this new shop for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So is all the stock almost there? What kind of jobs would you get them to?
Maybe get one of them on the sales floor, you know, help them help with selling. Yeah.
The problem is,
yeah,
do they do sales for their regular jobs?
Because
you don't want to put off customers with bad sales.
That's true. One of them's like an accountant, the other one works for the government.
Okay.
So they don't really sound like people that could sell you an old jar, you know?
Yeah, probably right.
Do they have the personalities of people who could sell items for
you? You know what? They're quite friendly and upbeat, so I reckon they could in that sense. But you're right. Maybe they don't really have the sales experience to be doing that. Maybe I could get one of them on the door, like a greeter.
Greeter. Handing out baskets to people.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome to Crevo's. How can I help you? Persian rugs are over there.
There's a concierge for your new store.
I'm so excited for this shop to open. There are so many opportunities for you.
Yeah.
You need to come up with a radio jingle.
I didn't even think of that, but that is a great idea.
A listener just sent through a suggestion.
Yeah.
And she was like, Crevo needs to like find some real catchy song.
Yeah.
And like create it on the air.
Well, that's something we can do. Maybe.
What a great thing. So, look,
if the listener has an idea, I'm open to suggestions.
If you want to sing on it for him, maybe?
Yeah, that's possible as well.
You need a really iconic jingle.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you got something in mind?
No. Well, this is obviously the most famous jingle, the old Bunnings remix.
That's right.
Maybe this could be it. What would you say in the ad?
Oh,
let's run through some like things you sell.
Yeah, okay. Get down to Crevo's and
you got to put a voice on.
Now.
You know, like
get down to Crevo's and get your Persian rugs, antiques, retro, and vintage. Open 7 days.
Frank Walker, National Tiles.
Mm. Hello.
I'm not doing that.
Welcome to National Tiles.
Question.
That's absolutely not happening.
Do you have a spare $9.8 million to employ Snoop Dogg to do your?
Oh, like that menu would be amazing. Menu log. I unfortunately don't have that kind
of
cash.
Don't have that kind of money. Who can we employ that might be...
On how much Baker Boy charged?
Baker Boy.
I'm sure it was less than $9.8 million.
All I'm going to say is we've had Kate DeRouge on the show recently.
Oh, she's doing, construction?
Construction, but music at night. She's still in the music game. Maybe she'd like to help.
Kate DeRouge, that'd be amazing. Get her on a jingle. I love this brainstorm. So you guys have helped me so much.
I'm thinking it just of people who need some cash who are quite good musically.
You're saying Kate DeRouge is hard up for a dollar?
Well,
because if you're saying that, that's you, not me.
She's not doing music full time.
She's working. What is she driving diggers and stuff during the day?
What's that really dramatic song? It's like, they used to use it on The X Factor. It's like, ha, ha, ha. It's like really
I know what you're talking
about. I vaguely know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
I couldn't tell you the name of it off the top of my head.
The X Factor music. I feel like we need to do this jingle thing in another day. Oh, here we go.
A brand new shop is coming
opening soon.
Hamilton North. It's
Persian
full of
rugs.
Junk and dusty old rugs. But I'll charge you a mint for them. Come down and see our friendly staff. Crevo. His fiancée Emmy, who quit her job to work in the store, who won't give you a discount.
How much do you charge for a voiceover? You'd be perfect.
This would get attention, I feel.
It would.
If Snoop Dogg's charging 9.8 mil, you're
what do you want?
Maybe half that.
Are you? What's your rate, Maddie? Hourly
I'll do
rate
it for free. Oh. You don't want Martin. Me though. Putting it out there, right?
Yeah.
This is what we should do.
Yeah.
Let's put the call out for a local rapper to come on board and do the rap menu log style for your brand new antique store, Crevo's, opening next weekend at Hamilton North.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anyone out there who's interested.
Yeah. And we'll take amateur rappers. If you think you're good, but your friends laugh when you rap, we'll take you. It's all good.
Yeah, we're open to ideas. Absolutely.
Eminem is your idol. We want you.
There you go.
We'll create the jingle.
That'd be great.
Write the rap. Produce it up. Working at a radio station, we can do this.
We absolutely have the resources.
How good.
All right. Birthday lotto up next for $400. Crevo, what month are we looking for?
That's right. I've just spun the wheel and it has come up as November.
November, baby. 13:10.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's birthday lotto.
November, babies. It is your chance to score it very easy. $400 with birthday lotto. Keep going up and up and up.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't even know where I was going
idea,
with that.
That is the idea, Meg. That is the idea.
Jackpotting.
Well, actually, we don't want it to jackpot because we want someone to win it.
We want it to go up and up and up. We want that money to be erect.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. A big, yeah. Big tall
we need
stack.
To erect that cash.
Yes, exactly.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I guess so.
We've made it a thing.
Hey, let's meet our player today. His name is Liam from Fern Bay. He's a taxi driver, as he always has new FM on in his taxi.
Thank you.
Welcomed his son into the world yesterday and back in the cab this morning. Liam, congrats, man.
Thanks very much.
Oh, you must be so proud. Is it your first?
No, it's the last one.
Oh, the last one.
How many do you have?
Between me and the beautiful partner, we have six.
How's your partner going? How's she recovering?
You're doing all right today. Still a little bit sore, but I'll be there in about an hour. I'm
sorry,
time.
Oh, good. So, Mum and Bub are doing well.
They are doing great.
That's
well.
Good to hear.
Straight back into work, Liam, as well. What a man you are, providing for the family. That's what I like to hear.
Thanks very much.
No worries.
Let's get
some
cash.
Hey, let's do it. Spinning these birthday balls for you now, Liam. Playing for $400 today.
Let's do it.
Good luck, man. Good luck.
Imagine having a baby one day, winning $400 the next. I like that.
Liam, are you reusing all of the like the cots and stuff, or do you have to buy everything fresh?
We've been given a lawyer, so we bought
9%
of ourselves.
So
yeah,
good.
Smart.
Well, hey, we've got your ball here right
yes,
now.
So
next right. hand.
Liam, were you born on the 19th of November?
No, the 25th.
Oh, sorry, Liam.
Bro, it wasn't even close.
No.
You're like, no, it was
but
just
he got
a day
through.
Off.
It was the exciting part.
Hey,
well,
Liam.
You've got some joy in your life right now anyway. You didn't need the money.
Congrats, Liam.
Yeah.
And if
thanks
any
very much, guys. Have a good morning.
Well, if anybody gets in your cab right, Liam, and says, hey, can you change the station? Can you just tell them it's broken?
I do all the time.
Good, yeah.
Oh,
no, good. We can't change it. Sorry. Thanks, man.
It's glued on. Somebody glued it.
Finally, I can go for another.
Love,
another
Liam.
Dip in the bingo balls. There.
Well, yeah. I mean, you had one of Liam's balls in your hand, and then I guess we could have had another one, but.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't think the boss would like that.
No.
Hey, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at New FM. And plus, don't forget, 100K wordplay coming up in the next 20 minutes.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
I'm propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, you have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now,
Married at First Sight is in full swing. The ratings are through the roof. It's on Channel 9, 7:30 tonight. Coming up next, we are catching up with Ella, who is in a relationship with Mitch. Dramatic night with Mitch, actually.
Yeah.
Chucked a bit of a
tanty.
Tanty.
Too many cameras.
Well, funny that you're on a reality TV show, mate. That's course. What the thing is. There's a lot of cameras around.
Of course.
Well, she said in the commitment ceremony that she didn't feel good enough for Mitch. He's the one that kind of looks like Boy George. He is a very good-looking guy.
Yeah, but she's a very good-looking girl.
He just totally cracked the shits. Now, let's hope she's a little vibier. We've spoken to her before than that vlog yesterday, Daniel, who gave us one word answers. Thanks, man. Nah, she's good.
She's great.
Yeah,
this will be good. I hope she's doing okay. We'll check in on her. The Novos.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready? You kidding? I was born ready.
Big drama on Maths last night. Mitch is not too happy after Ella, which we love. She's a great chick.
Adore Ella.
Said that she didn't feel good enough for her. Now, the whole point of the show is to talk about your feelings in front of these experts.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I think these guys are a great couple.
Mm.
It's awkward to see them fight.
Yeah.
I will catch up with Ella now. Hey, doll, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Finally, we have one of the decent ones on. We had Daniel on yesterday. I don't know if he has no personality in real life.
Or if he's just like cardboard.
One-worded answers. Hey, last night was so dramatic. How are you feeling about the whole thing? I feel like most people are on your side with this one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, look, it was actually pretty hard to watch, I'll be honest. Trying to, you know, get back into that moment with Mitchell and everything that was happening. Yeah, I mean, as you guys know, like on the show and the experiment, the hardest thing to do is really voice your insecurities or like your concerns with this stranger without pushing them away and, you know, creating an even more toxic environment in your like living space. So yeah, it's hard. And it was really hard, you know, like expressing how I felt and being a little bit vulnerable and him not really, you know, receiving it. Yeah. In the way that I'd hoped. It was definitely a bit of an awkward situation.
Well, we saw that you're like, can we hug it out kind of thing. He's like, hug's not going to fix this. How did that make you feel? I would have been, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, look, Mitchell is, you know, he's not affectionate.
Yeah.
And he's not very good at receiving and giving it naturally like I am.
Yeah.
So in that moment, a hug is really quite the opposite of what he would need.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, that is exactly what I need.
Yeah.
When you have, like, you know, a disagreement or something, that's like a way of nurturing the situation. So, I mean, we are really polar opposites in those sorts of ways.
Have you learned a way to balance that?
Yeah, definitely. Good. Like, I mean, that's what, you know, you have to compromise and you have to try to meet in the middle with any relationship. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Absolutely.
Now, we were joking just before, like Mitchell complaining about the too many cameras and all that sort of stuff. But is there, when you're behind the scenes, can you actually escape at all? Or are they following you absolutely everywhere, even into the toilets or, you know, like how bad is it?
Look, I mean, there's obviously Monday to Friday usually is, you know, your filming days.
Yeah.
You do have time off camera, but in heated moments or in moments where it is quite emotional and intense, it's the camera crew's job.
Of course, yeah.
Like, that's the rawest moment. That's the realest emotion that they're going to capture. So, I mean, for them it's uncomfortable because, you know, we want them to leave, but they ain't leaving.
So they probably want to leave as well to a degree, but
they have to be there.
We all take maths like so seriously these days, and you know, we've interviewed the experts and stuff, and they say, "Oh, you know, the experiment really does like leave you nowhere to hide." And it does make you 100% accountable. And I think this is just one of those instances where, you know, it is an unnatural thing, but it also forces you to face up to everything. So I think it's good in a way. You guys are so cute together. I hope you
can work it out.
The legs. And I'll tell you what, Ella, it'll be a crime if you don't work on radio because you've got the best voice ever.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
You've probably already got a job lined up.
Yeah. You do. Listen to that cheeky voice. She knows.
There she is, Ella from Maths. It continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9.
Yeah, that's it. Guys, up next, this is so exciting. Giving people of the area a chance at $100,000. Life-changing money It could be yours, and we're playing next. So on 13 10 09, we need a contestant to play 100K wordplay.
We've queued up three words pre-recorded earlier. We'll give you the word next, and if it matches one of ours, you're playing for the 100K. You're in the draw.
How good.
That's right. And it's all thanks to EMF Fitness Centre Katara. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah, we'll do it next. The Novos.
Katara's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm in shock. Oh, my God.
New FM's 100K Wordplay.
I'ma do it again.
Very simple. All you need to do is associate the correct words. So, obviously, we've recorded words that go with the one you'll hear in a moment. If it's one of the pre-recorded words, you're in with a chance at the $100,000, which is just unbelievable.
100 grand.
Imagine that hitting your bank account. Your balance looking so much healthier.
I don't think I've ever seen my bank account in six figures before. This would be amazing.
I'm feeling you.
Incredible,
of course,
right?
Everybody, just by getting on the air, scores themselves instantly a two-week EMF membership. It's a great gym. Check it out. See if you like it. The guys are so good there.
Yeah, EMF, amazing.
EMF
yeah.
Fitness Katara, so good. Yeah. Let's go to Kelly in Cardiff. Makes cakes for a living. Has a baby on the way. Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. How far along are you?
34 weeks.
Awesome. Wow, 6 weeks to go.
Yeah, counting down the days now.
Is this your first bub?
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine 100 grand decking out the baby's room.
So many diapers.
Oh, my God. So, are you all ready?
To some extent, I don't have the hospital bag packed yet, but otherwise, yeah, pretty ready to go.
That'll be, you know, 10 minutes before you end up talking to the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
$100,000, forget the baby. Kelly, what would you buy for yourself? The first selfish purchase with 100K in your bank account?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of chocolate comes to mind at the moment, to be honest.
Hey, you've got to go
bigger.
Drown
yourself in chocolate.
Think, you know, diamond rings, cars, that kind of vibe. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Kelly's like, the pregnancy cravings, I need chocolate.
I'll just have a block of Cadbury.
Yeah, 10 blocks of Cadbury with 100 grand. All right, Kelly, your word is bed. What is the first word that comes to mind that might match with Maddie, myself, or Crevo when you hear the word bed?
Okay, I'm going to go sleep.
Sleep.
Okay, let's hear some.
Let's play these words. First up is Crevo. Let's hear his.
Dream.
No.
Strike one.
Okay.
Meg, I've got your word here.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Mattress.
No dice.
Oh. One more shot, Kelly.
All right, so it's my word.
Yeah.
If you match this, you are in the draw to play for the $100,000, Kelly.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Sleep.
Boom! Hey!
Oh,
well
yes,
done, Kelly.
Kelly.
For the money, Kelly.
You could be playing $100,000.
How does that feel?
Awesome. That's so exciting. I'm shaking.
Oh, good luck. Good luck, of course, with the baby.
As well.
I mean, that's so exciting. You're already a winner there. But a chance at 100 grand. Yeah. Wow, that could be life-changing.
Life-changing, especially with a new bub.
Oh, so good, guys. That's exactly who you want to win $100,000.
Absolutely.
First time mum. That's what it's all about. Big thank you to EMF Katara.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
Us up with this.
Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They are just great over there.
Another chance to possibly play for that 100K after 11 with Jackson as well.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on.
New FM is your home of ad-free music straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free. Jack?
Fresh from the SAG Awards. Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Yeah, remember when she fell off the piano to this one?
Oh, that was brutal, yeah.
This is the latest from Bastille.
This is a grower. First time I heard it, not keen.
Not a shower?
Nah.
It's the grower.
Nah, she's showing now.
Yeah.
It's really showing.
Absolutely.
Let's do Avicii as well.
Song. Yes, please.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Kicking off. In 22 minutes, here on New FM.
Now, maybe those are the songs you love, maybe they're not. Rate the Music is out now, which is your opportunity to switch up the music we play here at New FM. NewFM.com.au, very easy. You listen to a few bits of songs, takes off 5 minutes, and then you could win yourself an escape to the luxurious Crown Plaza Hunter Valley, taking in the stunning views, the vineyards, all that sort of stuff. Very easy. NewFM.com.au. Help us out. It's 5 minutes. You're going to win a prize.
Staycations are the way to go, at the moment, I think.
100%.
No travel.
Everyone wants them.
It's great. Up next, producer Jackson is in with What's the Goss?
So there's an SAS feud that they're trying to cool. Very interesting way they've done it. Twitter's melted down around it. I don't know if you've seen it. Are you watching SAS?
No.
No? All right.
Coming in and out of it.
I'll update you. It's very interesting.
Vicious.
It's heavy.
It is also a great show.
Isn't Lachie Gilbert and Paulie Fennig?
Yes.
Hate each other. Paulie Fennig's just like this short little guy, and Lockie's like twice as
massive. Lockie's huge.
We've been waiting on Paulie Fennig to get me on Houseos, and I've heard nothing. So you know what? I'm on old mate's side.
Yeah.
Lachie Gilbert is a flog.
Okay.
Camila Cabello also in hot water over a new song that she's put out. Shawn Mendes fans, not happy.
It's all happening. It's all happening.
Camila. Hey. Right now, Goo Goo Dolls, Iris, Sing Along in the Car. I love this song. It never gets old, does it?
No.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, Jackson, people not happy with Camila Cabello right now.
Yeah, and it's all over this new song that she's got out. Now, of course, we all know that she and Shawn Mendes called it quits late last year, which
bye-bye.
Everyone's not shocked about, but really sad about. Anyway, like 3 days later, Shawn Mendes released It'll Be Okay, that really sad, sappy song being like, I love you either way, which I love that the old people on TikTok hijacked it and they just used it as a way to be like, you know what, young people are mean to us on the roads, but we'll love you anyway.
Yeah.
My absolute favourite. Anyway, Camila is jumping in on this because, of course, Shawn Mendes left her. Let's not forget that she's the one that's hurting here.
Oh, well, I thought it was mutual.
No, apparently he initiated the whole breakup.
The contract was up, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he didn't want to sign again on the dotted line.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Mardi Gras coming up.
He had his fame, he's done.
Coincidence?
He wanted to party.
Anyway, this is Camila's new song, and it's rubbed Shawn Mendes fans the wrong way because everyone's like, well, obviously it's about him. Now take a listen and tell me if you're annoyed, especially Maddie.
You said you hated the ocean, but you're surfing now.
Because he's on the coast.
In the video.
I said I love you for life, but I just sold our house.
Oh, it's like not as brutal.
We were kids at the start, I guess we're grown-ups now.
Anyway, it goes on. It's pretty tame. I don't know why everyone's cancelling her online.
Now, I'm getting Lord Greenlight vibes.
Do you know what it gives me? Like female Jason Mraz vibes.
Oh! That's a bit brutal.
Let's hear it.
You could be casually dating. Damn, it's all changing so fast.
Oh, it's all changing
so
fast. They love it.
So,
was that a borderline Disney song?
It sounds like it, right?
Okay. Controversial opinion. I don't mind it.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a shock from you.
You're on an island.
I reckon.
That was horrific.
I reckon. Oh, I wouldn't go that far,
it was
Meg. Jesus, Simon,
no.
Lady Cowl over here.
It's Dicko. No touchdown
no,
for me.
No, absolutely not.
So I honestly do think Shawn Mendes, I know I've said it a million times and we joke about it, I've heard in like industry circles that from a well-known source,
yep,
that he's 100% gay, and apparently everybody in LA knows all about it.
I've heard the same thing. I have some friends over there that work in PR, and they say that that's the general consensus. Wow. Like, there's rumours, unconfirmed, you know, very strong rumours from people who I'm like, very reputable.
Look, if he is...
good on him.
We're going to embrace him regardless.
Why? Of course. Why? Great,
he's definitely going to embrace him.
Why? As if you wouldn't, Jackson.
Come here for a cuddle.
Why wouldn't? Like, it just sounds like to me, right, that the whole, like, I don't like the ocean stuff, it just sounds like he's not interested in her, and she was really trying, and he was just, like, giving her nothing.
Yeah.
And then he filmed a video of him frolicking in the ocean.
Mm.
Like, that's what that's all about. Wow.
That pose in the ocean, I dropping think you're referring to.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're thinking of, where he sort
is
of...
Is a man at the gym doing squats?
Slops in.
Jumping into the water.
Look, I'm sorry, but yeah, the song, not great.
Well, look, they're at war, and SAS, they've come up with a great way to bring people together. So, I don't know, maybe we can send this to Shawnee Mendes and Camila Cabello and be like, hey, reunite over this. So, Paulie Fenech is at war with Lachie Gilbert.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen much of SAS, but I have watched this scene. This is how they tried to mend the fence, right? Put them together and pepper sprayed them.
Instantly, the pain sets in.
Don't touch your face.
Oh, I can't see that.
No, neither can I.
Pepper spray is used throughout SEAL training to induce a certain amount of pain, stress, and see if you can still get the task done. It's a nightmare. It's blinding. And it burns. It stings.
Breathe.
I mean, nothing brings people together more than being pepper sprayed.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So intense, isn't it?
It is.
Do you know what? Why would you go on this
show? I was going to say, would any of you actually willingly participate in SAS Australia?
No, I have been pepper sprayed before. Not like because I was doing anything wrong. Oh. I was just an innocent bystander out the front of Fanny's one night when I was 19 years old. And someone got pepper sprayed. I got caught in crossfire. It is horrendous. It is the most horrible thing. And I didn't realise, though, like, you affect others. I jumped in a cab after that, and the taxi driver then was feeling the
rubbing his
effects
eyes.
Of it because it, like, radiates off you.
Jeez.
It's bad. Like, it's horrendous. I don't know why anyone would volunteer to do that. I could not even stand next to my worst enemy. I'd rather kiss my worst enemy than get pepper sprayed.
How long did it last, the effects?
So I probably about an hour, like, hour and a half, 2 hours.
You
it's terrible.
Because, like, I've got asthma as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like...
Ugh. Double whammy.
Rubbed your eye after cutting chilies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it similar to that?
No, it's worse. Because it gets in your airwaves.
Yeah, no,
as well.
Screw
like,
that.
It affects your breathing and your eyes, and everything just throbs and burns.
Ugh. I'll have none of that, thanks.
No, thank you, SAS.
We could do it on the show.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
I think I'm busy that day.
Any volunteers?
Thank you, sir.
Crickets.
Hey, Birthday Lotto is up next. Newcastle's easiest cash game, $400 up for grabs. What month are we looking for?
Crazy it's come up January.
The Novos.
Let's get you some money.
Wow. Are you serious?
I wish. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
January babies, we spin these birthday balls. If your birthday comes out, you win the money. That's simple. Let's do it, guys.
Yeah, let's meet our contestant. It's Christy from Thornton. She's a stay-at-home mum, drives the Subaru Tribeca, but her dream car is a Kluger. She says she's an A-plus driver, and people who don't let her in when she's merging really piss her off. And she'd love to have a martini with Shania Twain. Oh, why do you pick her as your favourite?
I've always listened to her music ever since I was a kid. Always loved her music.
Oh, nice one.
I reckon she'd be fun, Shania. I reckon she'd still get down.
Good partier.
Let's go, girls. She does that. You pour a martini. That didn't go as well as I thought it would.
Christy
but
loved the joke.
No.
Spin the balls for you, Christy. $400. Yeah. Here they come.
Fingers crossed.
Down the
hatch. Part of a deposit for a Kluger, maybe.
Yeah.
Pop. Here we go.
Okay. Christy, were you born on the 29th of January?
No, I was born on the 12th.
Oh.
My God. Sorry, Christy.
Nothing for you.
No.
That means 4:25 tomorrow. Thanks, Christy. Appreciate it. That is us done for another day, guys.
Yeah. Sure is.
105 commercial free. Up next.
Yo.
Riri. Oh, hey, girl.
Mum to be.
Always good.
Bad girl, Riri.
Bad girl, Riri. Not bad anymore. Bad mum, Riri. No, she's going to be a good mum.
I agree with that.
Scary mum, though, I reckon. Like, if you stepped out of line,
the old chill me.
Like, I want to see you till Wednesday. Gabriella Chilmi.
Yes.
Yep. Love it.
Vintage. Arias, the last time we ever seen you. Also to Jocko and Mabel.
Beautiful.
Always good.
Comfort.
So good. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Plus, you have another chance to play 100K wordplay after 11 o'clock with Jackson. Bye.